Well, on the topic of Tour de France, we will make it known that not everyone can be a marathon cyclist, blasting up one steep hill after another and riding 100 miles a day, but some of us can at least try. Reporter Hannah Jaffe-Walt recently gave marathon cycling a shot with the Seattle to Portland ride, otherwise known as the STP. That's 200 miles in 2 days.
To me, riding to Portland sounded like a lovely weekend excursion. I'd sail across the rolling green hills, think about life and how beautiful the Northwest is, wind in my curls, perhaps my long, flowy skirt would shift in the breeze, and I'd get to do it with this guy.
My name is Brian Walt, and I'm your dad.
My dad lives in Massachusetts. I live in Seattle. We don't get to see each other enough, so this nice little ride would give us time, just the two of us. We'd laugh, catch up, but then I start training. This is me riding up a hill. In my opinion, there is no breezy romance in panting up a hill. The training for this thing is brutal. On my first 70-mile ride, I could really use some performance-enhancing drugs. But the training is why my dad signed up, a driving force to get him in shape.
I've always been interested in being fit, because I never imagined that I'd reach 55 and be able to do this. For a lot of my life, I thought I wouldn't, you know, I sort of imagined I'd live as long as my father.
His father died at 52 of a heart attack. He was overweight. My dad's overweight, too. He's struggled to stay fit and keep his weight in check my whole life, and it's been an up-and-down battle. The weight, I mean, but the moods, too, and the fitness crazes. It's hard to know how to stop someone you love from overeating. But celebrating my dad's love of exercise has always been a really easy, simple way to cheer him in the right direction. Simple until you sign up for 200 miles in one weekend.
Are you scared you're not going to make it?
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Are you?
A little bit. But I think we'll do it.
We're on our way. We're going left.
We set off early Saturday morning, and it's beautiful. No thunderstorms, no huge hills, just me and my dad cruising by choppy lakes and little towns. Yeah, it is actually sort of like I pictured. I tell him I'm thinking about buying a house. We talk about when he might retire, and we sail up our first hill. I push ahead and yell back, "Looking good, Armstrong!" I turn my head back. Armstrong? No response. Dad? He doesn't hear me. He has a flat. But we fix the flat. Then he gets another one. We put on a new tire. 10 miles later, his chain breaks. Now my dad's mood has been seriously injured. He's sure he popped the tubes and broke his shiny new bike with his weight. The bike mechanic says he's wrong, but it doesn't matter.
What do you make of what happened to us yesterday?
What do I make of what happened to us yesterday?
Yeah.
It's 5 the next morning, day 2.
We had a few challenges. It was a little bit of bad luck.
A little bit.
Quite a little bit.
My dad got a new wheel last night, and the few hours of sleep has helped. He seems to have recovered.
See if it happens bad today. I think I won't react well.
Should get up.
But it doesn't happen bad on day 2. In fact, it's great. No. Not like that. There's no gliding along. It's hard, with lots of hills. But we both get this surge of power. My calves throb, my butt aches. But I am a machine. And so is my dad. He pushes past riders half his age. We cross a long steel bridge over the Columbia River. They close off the whole lane for us. We are thousands of bikers, a long, bobbing monster of helmets. I think about how my dad taught me to ride my bike almost 20 years ago. How we let go of the handlebars and stood behind doing a crazy cheer. I think about how it's strange that now I, his child, can feel proud of him. A sign on the bridge welcomes us to Oregon. 50 miles and one long incline later, my dad and I roll into Portland.
Hannah Jaffe-Walt lives and rides in Seattle.